Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. In the second of two opposing commentaries on abortion, Laura Novak says there are fates as awful as abortion.
The Children's Hospital where I volunteer is a large urban research and medical center. Its patient population is a rainbow of ethnic, religious, and cultural diversity culled from all over Northern California. More than 400 extremely sick and dying babies are admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit each year. Of those, roughly 10% will die from incurable diseases or birth defects. If abortion were not an option, the number of such babies would be exponentially higher. Another 3% will be abandoned in intensive care. Their families are either incapable of, disinterested in, or legally prevented from taking them home. These babies tug most tightly at my heart. The staff works hard to remain non-judgmental, but I'll be honest, it is difficult. There are parents who, for cultural or religious reasons, elect to carry to term infants with defects that assure a short life and a long death in a hospital. I gravitate towards the surgical patients, babies with abdominal or cardiac defects, perhaps because they remind me of my own son when he was a patient in the unit. I was 20 weeks pregnant when we learned our son would be born with a rare birth defect. The doctors gave us every reason to hope, but we were also made to understand the worst-case scenario was his death, especially when a fatal heart defect was suspected. We asked five physicians if we needed to consider terminating the pregnancy, something we would have done had they predicted his quality of life would range from negligible to tortured. The heart defect could not be ruled out until Max's birth, so we hung in months of painful limbo, wondering how good or how bad it was all going to get. It has been very difficult watching our son suffer through years of medical problems, even with a hopeful diagnosis. The guilt and the shame at times feel overwhelming, so who am I to judge other parents? The medicine aimed at newborns offers so much hope, but it can also provide an excuse to do everything possible. In those circumstances, some parents abandon their infant. The long-term emotional cost to the baby and the staff, not to mention the real cost in dollars to society, is incomprehensible. I have grown attached to too many of these babies. Their fate is so disturbing, I can't help but wonder what kind of life they were invited to lead. I would like to agree that they too deserved life, but I cannot, I will not. I have seen their suffering up close, and I am convinced they didn't deserve this life, a tortured life someone else chose for them.
The comments of Laura Novak, author of an upcoming memoir about raising a child with medical problems.